Karima Brown, live, online, smartphones, DSTV, and 92.7 and 106 FM.
8 minutes after 8 o'clock, the Limpopo Premier, Mr. Stan Matabata, has announced the suspension of municipal managers and chief financial officers in several Limpopo municipalities which illegally deposited money with VBS Mutual Bank. The Premier confirmed that government's initial report shows 10 municipalities invested 1.2 billion rand in the bank. He says three of the 10 municipalities received their monies back from the bank with interest. He also stated that other municipalities will suspend more officials on tomorrow during council sittings, while others are concluding investigations before actions can be taken. He was briefing the media this morning on the VBS Mutual Bank saga and what action his government will be taking against those implicated in the looting of the bank. He also stated that his province is lobbying for the bankrupt vendor building society bank to be saved. He now joins me on the line to discuss the matter further. Mr. Premier, thank you so very much for joining us here on the Karima Brown Show. A warm welcome to you.
Thank you, Karima, and good evening to your listeners.
Now, Mr. Premier, you were saying that you are still going to suspend more officials tomorrow during council sittings. And of course, investigations are continuing. When I spoke with Mr. Soviet Lekhanyane the last time, he was unable to give me the totality of the municipalities that had invested in VBS Mutual Bank. Do you have a ballpark figure for us on how many municipalities in Limpopo in total invested with Mutual VBS Bank illegally?
We have 10 municipalities who invested in the VBS bank illegally. And out of the 10, three managed to get their money back, with interest, of course. But the rest of them, all of them, lost their money.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the implications? You were saying that you announced the suspension of municipal managers. Give us the amount, the figure of municipal managers and which municipalities they've been suspended from, as well as the chief financial officers.
In Bembe District Municipality, the municipal manager, Mr. Ruben Rambado, and the CFO, Mr. Muchave, have been suspended. In Sitakhomutuva's local municipality, they are supposed to take decision to suspend municipal manager Busani.
Yes, Pichon. I'm listening.
Busani Pichon, at a special council meeting that is supposed to sit tomorrow. Ephraim Mghali local municipality say the municipal manager Monica Matevele and CFO Khabu Ramushi will be suspended. Lepelle Nkumpi, they've been given, when I say will, it means they've been given intention to suspend.
Yes.
Lepelle Nkumpi local municipality, the special council will be sitting tomorrow to take a decision to suspend the municipal manager Thabo Mtohwan and the CFO Rosina Ngwebe. Greater Kiani has already terminated the contract of the CFO, Mr. Hitler Maluleke. And Makado local municipality, CFO, has left acting municipal manager, Mr. Kaungwendo, was suspended also.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Matabata, we know that the Hawks and the NPA appeared in Parliament today to give us an update on some of these investigations. Can you give us your understanding of where they are in the province? You have now taken action in suspending these people, but what about criminal proceedings? Can you give us an update on where that is at?
The criminal proceedings will be undertaken by the Hawks, of course, as you know. Because that is their competency. But what we are doing currently, in the past 6 months, we have been conducting a forensic audit. We've got an independent company that is doing that for us, and it will be completing its task by the end of this month.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so immediately thereafter, we'll be able to know as to what kind of charges are we supposed to label against those whom we think committed criminal offences.
Just a point of clarity, Premier, these officials that are suspended, are they suspended on full pay?
Yes, currently they are still suspended. Remember, the labour law, when you take this kind of suspension, precautionary suspension,
mm-hmm.
you, in terms of that law, you've got to suspend them with full pay, because suspension is not supposed to be seen as punishment.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the idea is to not keep these things going so that people are on suspension for years and get full pay and so on.
Yes.
So give us a timeline, Premier, on when you would like to have finality on these matters so that you can decide whether these people are in fact worthy of keeping their jobs or whether they should actually just be axed and also face criminal proceedings.
I am unable currently to give you timelines, Karima, but what I can do is to tell you that within a particular period of time, they must have been charged.
Mm-hmm. What kind of time are we talking about? A month, 2 months, 3 months?
In terms of the Act, I am not very certain. In terms of the Act, there is time stipulated,
mm-hmm.
which says you can suspend a person for this period of time. And by this period of time, you must have charged to that person, or perhaps withdrawn the charges.
Mm. But we have
and
had.
I think we'll stick and adhere to those stipulations.
Mm-hmm. Now, the problem is, of course, Mr. Matabata, that you know that many people in different departments across provinces, mm-hmm. even at national level, are often on suspension for extremely long periods of time. And it creates the impression that government officials are, in fact, left with impunity, and that sometimes the cases go away and they disappear, and people are still drawing a salary. I mean, this is taxpayers' money. Give the people of Limpopo and 702 Landers an indication of how soon you want these matters resolved. What is the quickest time frame that the Act allows you to act against these people?
I think by the end of this month, when we get our forensic report, which will actually fortify or intensify our case or strengthen our case, we will be in the position to can clearly say within this period of time, this case must have been finalized.
Okay. Now, Mr. Matabata, you obviously have been in consultation with a lot of your officials. What have been their explanations for why they did this illegal act? Were they coerced? Were they bribed? Were there middle people in front of them? What preliminary explanations have you gotten from any of these officials that you have axed and that you are planning to axe about why they did what they did, which was clearly in violation of the law?
You know, with my experience in this government, I have never heard anyone who outrightly, at the beginning of the case, says, I was bribed. I was bribed, or whatsoever. But what I've noticed when we interview these people, what I've noticed is that in some instances, it's a capacity problem. You find that you've got politicians who are really not equal to the task, or you've got officials who are really not suitably qualified for the jobs that they are doing.
So are you suggesting
problem?
Yeah. So are you suggesting, for example, that you might have a municipal manager who simply doesn't understand the PMFA and what he can and can't do, for example?
Well, I cannot outright the MFMA, because in municipalities they are using MFMA.
Mm.
I can't outrightly say that, but even their understanding, Well, basically, I think they've got the basic understanding, some of them, of what they are supposed to be doing, what they're supposed to do. But when you go deeper into the matter, you realize that somewhere, somehow, they are found wanting. Somewhere, somehow, it's a question of management capacity in terms of one understanding that when you are a manager, you are doing things through others. Therefore, you must have systems and proper systems that will be able to can sort of like a car has a dashboard, will be able to be in the position to can tell you, hey, you're about to run out of petrol. Hey, you're about to run out of oil, and you'll be in danger.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these managers, I don't think they do have that kind of capacity.
Now, we've now dealt with municipal managers, chief financial officers. Let's deal with the politicians. Two of the provincial executive committee members of the African National Congress are directly implicated, Mr. Msiza, and then also your treasurer. The Integrity Committee has asked that they step aside. The matter has now been kicked back to the National Working Committee. Mr. Matabata, you are also the chairperson of the province. Why are you hesitating to act against these two people who are clearly implicated?
It is not within my competence. I am the chairperson of the province. But you will understand that the deputy chairperson, the secretary, the deputy secretary, and the provincial treasurer are almost at the same level in the provincial executive.
Mm.
We are all called a team called officials, top five executives of the provincial executive of the African National Congress. So the competency of disciplining Stan Matarata, disciplining Denim Caesar, disciplining Florence Raziland is with the National Executive Committee.
We met
with the officials of the National Executive Committee.
And what came out of that meeting?
And they have assured us that they assist with that issue. So we can't be tampering with that, because I mean, they are part of a team, a particular team called the officials of the province. And really, I would say at that level, you sort of conflicted because these are your colleagues.
Yes, I understand that you are conflicted, but you are also the provincial chair. And with that,
yes,
you take the final buck stops with you as chair, although the ANC has collective leadership as its operating procedure.
Now you've got it right.
I understand the ANC. I come from it. I know how it works.
Yes, it's not an individual matter.
Yes, but as a leader and as the chairperson of this collective, is it your view that the recommendations of Mr. Mashamba's committee be upheld? Is it in the best interest of the African National Congress, its supporters, members, cadres, and those who vote for it, that those in the African National Congress leadership and any other alliance structure that is linked to this, that they should actually step aside? They should not wait for long disciplinary processes. They should do the honorable thing and actually step aside.
Karima, you want to make me put on shoes that are too much big for me. Let us leave that to the National Working Committee of the ANC and the spokesperson of the African National Congress, or the Secretary General of the African National Congress, will be the best placed person to answer this question.
Mr. Matabata, with due respect, Mr. Esma Khashule isn't the right person to ask, because Mr. Esma Khashule also has municipalities who have invested in VBS when he was the premier, and so does former Premier Supra Mahumapelo. So I think Mr. Makhashule is actually conflicted on this matter. I don't think he's the right person. I understand your responsibility and respect for discipline, but I'm asking you as a cadre of the African National Congress, in terms of the ANC's eye of the needle, in terms of its rules, its conduct, and its understanding of its oath when it swears to become an ANC member and uphold the principles of the organization, are these people fit to lead the province?
Are they fit to lead the province?
Yes.
You know, I want to say that from where I'm sitting, Karim, I don't have sufficient evidence to can say either of them is neither fit or not fit, because the case, the whole matter, the people who are supposed to be in position of that evidence is the National Integrity Committee and the National Executive Committee.
And they've made their recommendations. So, the Integrity Committee has recommended to the NEC that they step aside.
Yes. But maybe I should come back to what you said about Esma Khashule, Supra, and Esma Khashule is not in that position as an individual. He has a collective that he's working with, and that collective will take decisions. If Esma Khashule is conflicted, that collective will request him.
Mr. Matabata, with all due respect, with all due respect, I have spoken with members of the African National Congress in the Free State who have problems with Mr. Makhashule, who accuses him of a whole range of things. They don't raise the issues with him about him. They actually take it to other officials. Now, it's all well and good to say that the African National Congress takes collective responsibility, but when you become an ANC member, you know, Professor Justice Yakub made such an empowered speech when they tried to trump up charges against Pravin Gordhan. He said, when you make a pledge to become an African National Congress member, he said President Zuma, for example, violated that pledge. A lot of the leadership of the organization violated that pledge. So I'm asking you, as an individual cadre of the organization, cognizant of all the rules that guide your action on ethics, on behavior, on being a leader in society, is it your view that the members of the PEC that have been implicated in this matter are fit to hold office, should they not heed the call of the Integrity Committee?
Karima, if I can just be given it. I know I'm a slow speaker, perhaps you are very impatient because of that.
No, I'm not impatient. I want a clear answer,
can you,
sir.
Just listen to me a little bit, Karim?
Sure.
Give me a hearing. Let me finish what I'm trying to say. I know you don't have a lot of time on your side. But I don't think had I been an ordinary member of the ANC, you could have called me to come and interview me today. You called me because I'm the chairperson of the ANC and the premier of the province. So now you want me to talk as an individual member of the ANC, where I'm going to use my own subjectivity and as a person and give you start judging people, you know, without having sufficient evidence to do so.
Mr. Matabate, I'm asking you about your ethical position.
The same thing that you're talking about. The same thing that you're mentioning, that as a disciplined member of the ANC, disciplined cadre of the African... Yes, I am a disciplined cadre of the African National Congress, having been in the ANC for 42 years.
Which means that you know right from wrong, sir.
Let me finish. As a disciplined member of the ANC, who is also sitting in the NEC said this matter will be handled by the National Working Committee of the NEC.
Now you explain to me, Mr. Matabata.
The NEC, once they are done with this thing, they will make a pronouncement.
I understand all of that.
I can't just out behave as if I'm a loose cannon.
No, you're not a loose cannon. You are a member of the African National Congress. You've taken its oath. You understand its policies. You've been in the organization for 42 years. You know right from wrong. You know the ethical compass of the organization. Have your fellow PEC members, have they violated that ethics? That's what I want you to explain to me.
What I'm trying to say is that I don't know. What I know is from speculations, is from rumor, is from hearsay. I don't have substantive evidence that can make me to stand outrightly or perhaps mention in a show of 702 that indeed so and so did 1, 2, 3. Because I don't know.
Mr. Matabata, it's incredible that you don't know about your PEC members, but you know about the municipal managers and
because I've got evidence.
Yes, but the point is there is evidence. Yes, but you wear two hats. You're the head of government and you're the head of the party political system that runs the government. And I asked you in your capacity as ANC member, but let me ask you a final question. Given that the bank has been described by Mr. Makweto as unsavable, I don't know if there's such a word, why are you insisting that VBS be saved when it is absolutely clear that there was fraud, there was malfeasance, there was corruption, there was an intention to defraud pensioners, people belonging to burial societies, people belonging to Stokvelds?
Hence, I'm saying immediately after we have cleared all those things, immediately after all the wrongdoers shall have been brought before the law, immediately we have dealt with the liabilities of the bank, if it means declaring it bankrupt and starting it afresh, because there is that need in that area. Because my interest is in those ordinary old people, old women and old men in Bembe who were purely dependent, whose investments were actually purely dependent on that bank. And they are still saying it even today that this bank has been very helpful to us. So I am saying if there are such possibilities that it can be saved, why can't we do that?
Mr. Mabata, what I want to ask you is, you know, the finance minister, Mr. Mboweni, made a very interesting comment during his medium-term budget framework policy statement. He said the model of the bank is important because it will give banking services to those who traditional banks and commercial banks don't deal with. So why are you not talking about the model? Why are you talking about saving VBS that is involved in corruption up until the eyeballs?
No. I am not saying save VBS in the form and nature that it is currently. I am saying let's deal with the debt. Clean the debt, get it out. If the debt is with the leadership, is with management, let's clean that and come up with new people whose interests, whose interest will be centered, or should I say central to their interest, should be the people, the ordinary people who are benefiting out of that bank.
All right, Mr. Matabata, that is where we will have to leave it, unfortunately. That is the Limpopo Premier, also the chairperson of the African National Congress in Limpopo, Mr. Stan Matabata, speaking with us about the action that is being taken against municipal managers and, of course, also chief financial officers. He didn't, of course, want to commit to his own comrades in the Provincial Executive Committee, who has also been implicated.